Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to of Ireland Calling, the first live broadcast for 2020, the 31st year of Ireland Calling, broadcasting on the airwaves here in New Zealand. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme is brought to you, as always, nearly for 20 years now, by the support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope you all had a relaxing Christmas New Year, and you're all refreshed, looking forward to great 2020 ahead. So I've been in Ireland, got back last week, so I'll relay some of my thoughts about spent most of my time actually in Galway, a few days in Dublin and a day in Limerick, but the rest of the time just was with family around East Galway, which was good. The weather was good, there was only a small bit of rain. There was a few shocks when I was over there, we'll tell you about them. Sudden deaths of personalities, and today no shock or no suddenness about it. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar went to the Phoenix Park and he asked Michael D. Higgins to bring this Dáil to a close. And 8th of February, first time I think maybe in over 100 years that there'll be an election held in Ireland on Saturday the 8th of February. So we'll bring you details, and I'm sure there's lots of talk and politics to be done over the next few weeks. Well, this song has ran to the top of the number one in Ireland over the last week. I'll tell you more about it in a few minutes.
I was born on the Dublin street, where the loyal drums to beat, and those loving English feet, they walked all over us. And every single night, when me dad would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with his chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Come, let us hear you tell how you slandered great Parnell when you thought him well and truly persecuted. Where are the sneers and jeers that you loudly hear when our leaders of 16 were executed? Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Come tell us how you slew them old Arabs two by two. Like the Zulus, they had spears and bow and arrows. How bravely you faced one with your 16-pounder gun, and you frightened them damn natives to the marrow. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra. Now the time is coming fast, and I think them days are here, when each English army and he'll run before us. And if there'll be a need, then our kids will say Godspeed, with the verse or two of singing this fine chorus. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killeshandra.
Yes, we don't play a lot of rebel songs here on the programme, but that's, Rolf Tones there, and a song called Get Out You Black and Tans. And that has rocked to the number one charts in Ireland over the last week, because the government, the day I was leaving, about the 6th of January, announced that they were going to honour members of the Royal Irish Constabulary Auxiliary Dublin Metropolitan Police Force on the centenary of, obviously, the... you know, when they were performing their duties in the state. But a number of people came out and said, well, honouring these policemen is what do you call it? Might as well we're honouring the Black and Tans as well, and they were obviously a group of soldiers that came in from England that helped the RIC with some of the atrocities that happened, in, especially in the countryside, and indeed on Bloody Sunday, 1921. When a number of Black and Tans went into Crow Park and killed 13 people. So all hell broke loose last week in the political circles, and the event, which was due to take place on the 17th of this Friday at Dublin Castle, was quickly scrapped, and even members of the Fine Gael party said it wasn't discussed at a cabinet before Christmas when they decided some of the things, the issues that were happening early in the new year. So a bit of an embarrassment there. But Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said that it'll probably put back the chance of Irish unity many, many years, because there was talk of a border poll taking place in the next 5 years to see if people want to would be happy with a united Ireland. But anyway, that was last week's story. This week's story, front of the Irish Times today. Varadkar seeks fresh candidate as housing, as opposition targets health and housing. They're the two big issues. Sadly, quite a few murders in Ireland over the last week or two. Garda fear limbs and bag of those of feud murder victim DNA samples to be cross-checked against members of a missing teenager's family. Dublin firm, tech firm founders reap 80 million in Google deal. Google has paid a reported 160 million for a Dublin tech firm called Pointy that would deliver 80 million plus payday for the company's founders. The weather, mostly dry with sunny spells. The odd light shower is possible. There will be a brisk southwesterly wind. And of course, Storm Brendan came through on Monday or Tuesday and caused a bit of havoc, especially in the west and the northwest part of the country. And other stories here, US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi confirmed she will transmit articles of impeachment to the Senate against President Donald Trump today. So that'll be the start of his impeachment. And soccer, government representatives will meet Bank of Ireland officials to give assurances the bank required to support the FAI's survival plan. At the end of December, the FAI came out and said they owe in the region of 70 million. So members of UEFA and FIFA came to visit Dublin yesterday. No statement was made. They said there'd be one made later in the week. So that's some of the headlines from Ireland. OK, we'll move on with more music. This is Lisa McHugh and a lovely song called Buachal an Éireann.
Buachal an Éireann in this reckon galling just so. Me sorry,
Buchel on Éireann there from Lisa McHugh, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Oliver Lee here, and program brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us here in Auckland on Planet FM on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcasts on Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night, Capity Coast Sunday afternoon, and Access Way Wellington Access Radio on Sunday evening. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. I know we've got people listening on the other side of the globe, and I'll play a song next by a friend of mine, Richard Mulligan, called Forgiveness. That it's from his new CD that he's working on. He brought out a CD this time last year, and it was nice to catch up with Richard and indeed many other people during my trip to Ireland. And as I mentioned, spent most of my time over in East Galway and Kilcairn with my mum and family. Had a few days in Galway and a few days in Dublin, and even went to Limerick for a day. And the weather was, although it was cold, it was dry. There was only one day that was really a bit wet. And but this time of the year, it's dark early. It's dark about 4:30 in the evening and dark until about 9:15 in the morning. But obviously, as the month of January sails through, the days get a bit longer. And certainly, as long as it was dry, of course, a big storm came in this week, which caused some damage in the west of Ireland. But overall, Dublin, very busy. Obviously, boom times there with all the building and construction that's going on. And the two main issues that the government or future government will face is the lack of housing and the lack of facilities in hospitals. There was over 700 people on hospital trolleys the day I left on the 6th of January, a record number. And Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has come out and says, you know, they have done their best. They inherited an economy that was broke 9 years ago when they took office, and obviously have done their best over that 9 years. They've got the country making money again. They've got nearly full employment, but they realise that there's issues to be dealt with. And there was a huge boom of spending in Ireland pre-Christmas and up to the new year, with in excess of €6 billion spent on consumer goods, which is up there, in fact, more than what was spent during before the global financial crisis in 2007-2008. But a number of businesses have bit the bullet over the last two weeks, with about three high-profile restaurants announcing that they're closing. And obviously, some businesses are doing very well, but some struggling, and especially businesses in rural Ireland, because rural Ireland is decimated of its youth. They're all gone to work. There's people travelling nearly 2 hours a day to Dublin from rural parts of Ireland, and investment is badly needed in the regions. But the government are certainly promising to do more if they're re-elected again on the 8th of February. First time in over 100 years that there's an election taking place on a Saturday in Dublin. This man here, we might as well give a spin to his CD, Daniel O'Donnell and My Donegal Shore.
Oh, I know it's not right, reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of has another man's love, far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why should I care? For she's happy or there. She may have children, she may be wealthy or poor, but I can't help my dreams of what might have been if I stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, the rain clouds will darken my native Gidor. But if that girl I could hold, hole, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall all around us on my eagle shore. Now there's no one to blame, but before she took his name, when she told me she loved him, it hurt to the core. But I could never descend to be only her friend, so I left her there on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gweedore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore.
Daniel O'Donnell, and Daniel might be coming our way later this year. He put up a few pictures of himself having Christmas with Magella and her children and grandchildren over the Christmas and New Year. But I spoke to him last year when we were celebrating 30 years on air, and he mentioned that he would hope to come back here, not with his big band, but maybe do smaller shows, and I think that's on the cards for later in the year. The other good news over the last week has been the near 1,080 days without work in government in Northern Ireland. The executive got together last weekend, and so we now have got a government in Northern Ireland. Obviously the two main parties, the Democratic Unionist Party and Sinn Féin, get the two top jobs, Deputy First Minister and Deputy First Minister, and then a number, I think there's about six parties in total that have been given ministerial jobs, and Boris Johnson and the Taoiseach met in Dublin in Belfast on Monday to hail this significant move, and said that Johnson didn't say how much money exactly is they'd be putting into the Northern Ireland economy in the coming months, but lots of money is needed in health and education. There's still a few differences to be sorted out. Part of the reason it collapsed 3 years ago when Mark McGuinness brought it down, you know, the Cash for Ash scheme, and where when the First Minister, Arlene Foster, was Minister for Energy, she brought in this scheme where you got cash, a heating scheme that was a rip-off and cost the taxpayer over $500 million. And McGuinness pulled the plug on the executive and said until Foster moves, is replaced, he wouldn't form a government. Sadly, he died shortly after that himself due to ill health. But now Sinn Féin are back and said, you know, they want to get the executive up and running again, even though Foster's back as First Minister. There's also issues over an Irish Language Act, which Sinn Féin said there's been promises made to them. So at least, you know, they're working together, and a lot of work to be done. It's amazing when the DUP lost their influence in the British Parliament in the election before Christmas, how quickly they moved to get the executive up and running in Belfast, because they realise you don't gain anything by not sitting around a government table. Righto, we'll have this song here from my good friend Richard Mulligan called Forgiveness.
Spent 1 hour with her new do to others what you have done to me. Forgive me what you must do. Forgive, for they know not what they do. Been forgiven. Who knows who? They handed her papers she must sign. And if you do, all would be fine. You'll be free to go.
Yes, the song there called Forgiveness by Richard Mulligan, and that relates to his mum. Richard told his story on the Joe Duffy programme this time last year, how his mum, a few days before he was due to be born, was taken to a mother and child home, Sean Ross House in Tipperary. She didn't sign any forms, so he could have been sent for adoption in America. and instead his mother was held in the mother and baby home, didn't see Richard for over 4 years, well, for a long, long time, but for the 4 years they were both in the hostel, she wouldn't sign, and eventually Richard was fostered by a loving family in my village, or my parish, Kilcairn, Cartantubber in Kilcairn, and when he became 18, he formally completed the adoption papers, and in 1988, after the birth of his first child, he made inquiries, and after a lot of work, he managed to find his mum over in Conway, and they met up and had a good relationship before she passed away. So Richard brought out a CD last year, and he's bringing out another one now. So that's one of the tracks from it there. So lovely song called Forgiveness. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you to support the Hugh Green Group. Now, if you're from Cork, you might have remembered Finn's Corner in Cork City, co-owned by former Irish rugby international Moss Finn. And it was basically a sports good and drapery shop that was in Cork for over 140 years. Four generations of the Finn family were involved in it. And the shop at the corner, Washington Street and Grand Parade, famously supplied rugby boots to the late All Black Jonah Lomo after Adidas ran out of pairs of boots of his size. It also catered for all walks of life, with musician Rory Gallagher often buying his denims in the landmark building. So Moss Finn said, when you're putting up a closing down sale, people think you're closing because you have to. But it's to the contrary. We have never had a more robust business, but we're in an age where we want to do something else. The energy levels to run a shop need to be high, and we're diminishing slightly, and said we'd go out now in our 60s rather than in our 70s. So there's a closing down sale in Finn's Corner shop. So I'm sure people from listening from Cork will remember that particular shop. It's been there for over 140 years. Sadly, there's a few pages of the papers devoted to gruesome crimes. There was a taxi driver in Drogheda who picked up a fare, and he was nearly killed going over a bridge in Drogheda on Tuesday. The guy he picked up was involved in the drugs trade. He didn't know it, and he was nearly killed. Instead of the man that who was the intended target, jumped out of the taxi and ran away. And luckily, this taxi driver turned, and the bullet went in one side of his body and out the other. Had he not turned, he probably would have been killed or paralysed. And a gruesome find of body parts in a bag in North Dublin yesterday afternoon, or Tuesday after Monday afternoon. In fact, it was Monday night, and again, this is believed to be a gang war in the drug trade in North County Dublin, and the man up in Drogheda, there's a drugs trade there as well. You have to wonder, these drug dealers, they're only in business because there's a demand for drugs, so it's a sign of times in Ireland. And crime, I know housing and health is a big issue for the government, but certainly crime, and increase the police force and the number of officers needs it's more investment as well. The government said, you know, the country is booming. There's unemployment is at record low levels. It's nearly full employment. Growth is expected to be, you know, on the 4-5% mark this year. Good if you've got houses in Dublin, you're renting out, you're doing well because rents are going up. But if you haven't got a house and you're on average wage, it's a big struggle. And there's almost 10,000 people homeless in Ireland, and then there's an issue with refugees. So no doubt all of these issues will be brought to the fore in the debates in the coming weeks. Man that passed away, I think coming up 2 years, is Big Tom. And here he is singing the GNR Steam Train.
Songs of Boxcar Willie, how they take me back again. In my childhood days in Blaney, when I saw my first steam train. She was standing at the station with her smokestack black and tall. Then she left for Enniskillen, heading on the Donegal. The first time that I rode this train, oh, how my poor heart bled. I was just another emigrant on my way to Hollyhead. I was leaving home that morning to seek fortune and fame. So I left Castle Blaney upon the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line, she took many folk away from home.
she forever at GNR steam train. She carried freight and livestock from factories and from fairs. She also took the pilgrims to Loch Derg to say their prayers. Going to an Ulster fine, she was really loaded down as she steamed away through Ballybay to the game of Clones Town. Now Taylor's Tunnel is no more and the footbridge is now gone. There's a row of red brick houses where the railway gates once roamed. There are many men in Blaney who wish they were kids again. You could fare them court and lose your heart on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the town. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line, she took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. Shunted to the side, the people mourned her passing like a dear friend who had died. I saw big men broken hearted, their tears they fell like rain when they said goodbye forever to the GNR steam train. So Buckshaw, blow your whistle and imitate your train. GNR or Western Union, to me they're both the same. They are now a part of history, but the memories remain. How I'd like to stop and listen to the whistle of a train. Farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down, she took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train.
Yes, indeed, Big Tom there and the GNR steam train. And Big Tom coming up 2 years since he passed away, April. I'm pretty sure it was April 18 that Big Tom passed away. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green. We'll have a look at sport for a minute. The Irish rugby team to the squad to take on the countries. Well, Scotland in the first game of the Six Nations will be announced today, and it's expected that Johnny Sexton, who's injured at the moment, will be named captain of the team. And this is Andy Farrell's first tilt at a senior coaching role. He took over from Joe Schmidt. I read Joe Schmidt's book on my way home, and it was okay. I have to agree, there was a lot of copies of it. He obviously did a good deal with the publishers and they promoted it, but there was lots of books stacked up at Dublin Airport when I was leaving last week. But a lot of the book talked about growing up in New Zealand, but there was really nothing investigative there, no in-depth interviews with friends of his or what he was like as a coach. It was more his story, and in fact he admitted that he worked on it with his mum for a number of years. But it certainly probably earned him a nice sizeable royalty, and the book publishers as well, because a lot of people seem to get it over Christmas, I suppose. Very similar to Richie McCaw's book, which was published here a few years ago. It became the biggest selling sports book. But anyway, the real sport is Gaelic games in Ireland, as we all know. And the All-Ireland Club Hurling and Football semi-finals take place on Sunday in Croke Park. These normally take place on St. Patrick's Day, but because of the huge congestion in Gaelic games, they've brought it forward. A lot of people are unhappy. People, a lot of the players involved in the two semi-finals that were played 2 weeks ago in Hurling and Football said, you know, they've been training really all year, weren't able to have a celebratory drink over Christmas. They'd prefer to have all done and dusted in the calendar year. But I went to see Cora Finn, who played Nemo Rangers in Ennis last Saturday week, and Cora Finn, who've won the title, All-Ireland Club title twice in the last 2 years, are heading now for their third in a row. And Kilcoo from County Down, who caused a big upset by beating Ballyboden St. Enda's in the other semi-final, faced Cora Finn. So Cora Finn will be odds-on favourites, I'd say, to win that. But anything can happen. And Kilcoo from a small little parish in County Down I think there's about 1,000 people living in the parish, and you know, they've done really well to get to the All-Ireland Club Final. And the hurling, it's Ballyhale Shamrocks who are to hurling, club hurling, what Corrifin are to club football. They're taking on Borrisaly from County Tipperary, and that game is at 2 p.m. and the Corrifin game is at 4. And you can watch these games on GAA Go if you have it. You can sign up and get a subscription for the weekend, or you can listen to the games on the RTE radio. So Corrifin against Kilcoo in the football, and you've got Borrisaly against Ballyhale Shamrocks in the hurling. And there's already been quite a few football and hurling games played over the last few weeks. The O'Byrne Cup, McKenna Cup and FPD Cup over in the west of Ireland. Galway, under new management and coaching team of Pádraig Joyce, beat Mayo in a penalty shootout the other day. They take on Roscommon in the final. I bumped into former Galway hurler and now Roscommon manager Anthony Cunningham when I was in Dublin. I had a good chat to him. His wife was probably shopping in Grafton Street. He was glad to meet somebody talking football and hurling. So obviously taking Roscommon to the Super 8s last year, but disappointing. We'll be hoping for better success this year. But Roscommon take on Galway in the final of the FPD Cup. I think that game is on Sunday week in Roscommon, and then the National League starts, and then it's into the Championship, and you know, it's full on then into the Championship, which gets underway in May. Still lots of talk going on about the FAI. The government, no doubt, certainly with an election looming, they'll certainly put money in to make sure it's not wound up, the FAI, but it's in a serious situation. There's been a new chairman of the board appointed, two new independent directors already appointed, two more to be appointed, and pretty much a lot of the old guard cleaned out. But the government have said until there's a complete clean out and they can see a transparent format of you know, what's going to happen going forward, they won't be putting any more taxpayers' money in there. But we'll see what happens in the next, what do you call it, few weeks. Right, Rat Trap, the Boomtown Rats next. I'll tell you why I'm playing this.
Time for the young bright lights. Just down past the gas works by the meat factory door, the Five Lamb boys were coming on strong. The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the punks at the corner boys just sprang into action. And young Billy watched them, the yellow street lights, and said, tonight, I'm all night.
It's gonna be a blight night.
Billy don't like it living here in this town.
He says,
traps have been sprung long before he was born.
He says,
hold back the dust behind all the closed doors and grind ooze from its scabrous to sword.
The screaming and crying in the high-rise block.
It's a rat trap, Billy, but you're already caught.
Hey, you can make it if you wanna, or you need it bad enough.
You're young and good-looking and you're acting kind of tough anyway. It's Saturday night, time to see what's going down. Put on the right suit. Head for the right side of town.
It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored. You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be more.
You better find a way out.
Hey, kick down that door. It's a rat trap, and you've been caught.
You let your right, you push in that button, and that button moves a leg.
It's walk to walk, walk to walk, talk to talk, talk to talk, walk to walk, walk to walk, talk to talk, talk to talk.
Hey,
Billy, take a walk, take a walk, take a walk. Billy, take a walk, take a walk, take a walk.
Take a walk with me.
working some factory.
Work on the hours God gave it. Get myself a little easy moving.
Her mind's made up. She walks down the road. Her hands in her pocket, cool, putting against the cold. She finally finds Billy down at the Italian cafe. When he's drunk, it's hard to understand why Billy stands. But then he mumbles in his coffee and he suddenly roars.
And we've been...
Yes, the Boomtown Rats there. And the reason I played that song, that was the first song that was played on RT2, or 2FM as it was became known, when it was set up in 1979. And the man that played that was the late Larry Gogan. Larry passed away on Tuesday, the 7th of January. He had retired from RT2 FM last year. He was on Gold FM. Our solid gold hits and more an online thing, but 85 Larry was, and being involved in broadcasting with RTE Radio, mainly radio, did the odd TV program for over 60 years. So I suppose it was a shock, but the bigger shock came on the 2nd of January when news broke at 5 o'clock that evening that Marion Finucane, one of the leading broadcasters on RTE, had died suddenly at her home in County Kildare. Marion, one of the highest paid and highest profile broadcasters on RTE, and she'd been involved with RTE for over 40 years and really was a driving force in getting women on the air in RTE, and she was involved in many other social issues as well. But a huge shock. She'd returned from India where she was visiting her son, and she went over there for a friend's, the son of a wedding of a son of a friend of hers, herself and her husband, and came back, and she was due to go back working at RTE on the 4th of January. But huge tributes paid to her, and on the morning of her funeral on the 7th, news broke that Larry Gogan had passed away. So RT have lost three stalwarts from their broadcasting team in the last couple of months, with Gay Byrne dying in November, Marion on the 2nd, and then Larry Gogan. But RT itself is in going through major restructuring and major change, with many job losses feared this year, as it struggles to obviously compete, as many other media organisations are, with the oncoming effects of social media, where all the advertising is done and people get their news and stuff like that. Right, we played a song earlier called Forgiveness by Richard Mulligan. There's two tracks on this CD he sent me, so we'll play this one. This is The Old Farm. I haven't heard this already, so I'm sure it'll bring back memories to me, because I know where Richard grew up, down there in Cartantubber.
Broken down, left out on the farm, just left there rusting away. The pickup parks down the lane with an old baby hood. The weeds are growing high since Daddy. Love and hard work is all we knew. Mama baking apple pie, Daddy he would throw aside. My brother John and I, high upon the hay. I used to run around this old farm every day.
she said. She could see the souls born today. Memories come floating by to a happy, simple time. When love and hard work is all we knew. Mama baking apple pie, Daddy he would throw aside. My brother John and I.
Yes, this old farm, Richard Mulligan there, a good friend of mine, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Hard to believe, only got 10 minutes left, the programme, the hour has gone quickly. You've been listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme. The news coming out of Ireland today is that the government president dissolved the Dáil yesterday, and the government will go to the, or the country will go to the polls on the 8th of February, first time in over 100 years that an election will take place on Saturday, the 8th of February. The Taoiseach said a few weeks ago that he was always hoping for a May general election. He had some work to do, but obviously things changed dramatically over the last few months, with the British government getting an overwhelming majority in the election. And now everybody working towards a deal with Britain and Brexit, the European Union, and also getting the Northern Ireland executive up and running again, which happened last weekend. So Taoiseach said the chairs in the Titanic changed, and now is the time to go to the country. They've been in power 9 years, 4 years almost since the last election 4 years ago. And obviously, taking a punt on Saturday, Taoiseach feels that'll give families better chance to go out and vote, and people that are working. And although it is on the date of a rugby international, but I think that rugby international is probably away rather than at Lansdowne Road in Dublin. So the opinion polls at the moment are probably giving a bit of a lead to Fianna Fáil, maybe going into partnership again with the Greens and maybe the Labour Party and a few independents. Micheál Martin, the leader of Fianna Fáil, will be hoping that that will be the case, that come the 9th of February or 10th of February, because it takes about 2 days to count all the votes with the system we have over there. He's hoping that the country will give him an endorsement. But, you know, Leo Varadkar was saying when we took over, in the Kenny was Taoiseach back in 2011, the country was broke. The IMF was basically running the country, and this was largely due to the actions of Fianna Fáil, who scored everything in the good years, and people are still you know, paying off the huge debt, and will be for many years. Of course, the government had to borrow in the region of 70 billion to pay off all the debts that were incurred by the banks and given to property developers, and many of these property developers now are back after being bankrupted and working in the system again, because we need builders, and there's a huge shortage of building. Our houses needed in Ireland is one of the big issues, both health and housing, that the government needs to invest in. Right, we'll take the Kilfenora set here from the Chieftains and come back and wrap up for another week. Yes, well, that'll get the feet tapping. There was the Kilfenora set from the Chieftains, almost bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, the first live edition for 2020, the 31st year of me behind a microphone here in Auckland. Started off at the old Access Radio studios down in AUT in Wellesley Street, And here now we are just beside Gate 2 in Carrington Road at Unitech building where Planet FM broadcasts out of. And we know we've been heard in Christchurch on a Saturday night and Capri Coast Sunday evening and Wellington on Sunday night. And people listening around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. And again, I greatly appreciate the support I've been given over the years by the Hugh Green Group, and we'll continue for another year or so anyways, and hopefully you out there enjoy the programme. And I know there's listeners in many parts of the country that enjoy the programme each week here, and hopefully you'll continue to do so in the year ahead, and we'll bring you all the latest news. But as I said, it's full steam ahead now for all the politicians in Ireland over the next 3 weeks until the election takes place on the 8th of February. And of course we're due to have an election here before the end of the year as well, so we'll have plenty of it. And I'm sure you know, we'll have a new minister down here representing the government in time for St. Patrick's Day, unless there's a hung parliament. So I'll leave you for tonight. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. I'll be back again next week. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.